This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation is brought to you by Bonneville Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Doctors Hospital, Grand Bahama News, Marco's Pizza, Printmasters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
The Foundation.
If I could live my life far into yesterday, I'll talk with the great Pompey and Black Dick too. Oh, I'll chat with the Milo Butler and the great C.R. Walker.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. Absolutely beautiful Thursday afternoon, live and in full effect. You know what we're doing here. It is Small Business Thursday. Grateful to be in your company. Grateful to be here with you. Always being able to bring, lively conversations. You know that we got Doctors Hospital in the house to be able to talk about those things. But we're going to do that. Before we do that, I got to be as decent as possible and say a shout out to all those persons. If you're celebrating a birthday today, it's July 4th. Happy birthday. Happy independence to America. Americano. Huh? Make sure you get an Americano today. While you're sipping your coffee, do all those particular things. Whatever you're doing, I'm sure that you're going to be able to see the fireworks this evening. So go and check that out. I don't know where they're going to be having it, but you could be able to see that thing from the shoreline in the north, anywhere you want to go. So enjoy that, guys. Make sure you do that. Shout out to my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. If you're in the market for insurance and you're kind of looking to be able to get something done, you want to go and check them out. 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. They can help you. They got bulk insurance, taxis, jet skis, jitneys, the whole thing. They get in-house insurance in the event that you got a couple of those plates and you're trying to make some things happen. So go down there and check them out. Number 407, Blue Hill Road South. We like to be as decent as possible as we talk about these things on Thursday. More specifically, as we touch the newspaper, we're being able to see a few things in here. And we always talk about the weight, the girth, and understanding that our brothers and sisters have passed away. You can be able to open that up and see the obituary section, all the information's in there, right in the Guardian newspaper. But more specifically, we like to talk about the fact that if you are one of the persons that are dealing with sort of a transition in your family, a loved one has passed away, someone very near and dear to you has been has transitioned and gone on to the other side, we always say to you that you can be able to go check out my very, very good friends and family
over at Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. They can take very, very good care of you. If you're in this kind of a posture and position and you don't know exactly what to do, go and let their professionals handle that. That's Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. They can take very good care of you and be able to capture the essence of the life that was just before we be able to say, bid them adieu, all right? So check them out there on Ernest and York Street. They got everything laid out. Like I said, guys, make sure you pick up the Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. Our turn to help. The Bahamas has mobilized its resources as Beryl continues destructive path. Listen to me, man. I saw some pictures. I couldn't believe that thing, right? Gibson calls on Central Bank to review bank fees and thousands impacted by break and Prince Charles Drive water main. This is peculiar. I hope you guys are good. If you have a little odor in the office today, forgive them today because they may live out Prince Charles. Let's be as decent as possible as we do these things. It's a beautiful thing, guys. I'm grateful that you're here with me. We're going to be able to do something right now with Doctors Hospital.
This segment is brought to you by Doctors Hospital. At Doctors Hospital, we care. Real strength means taking care of your health. This Men's Health Month, visit Doctors Hospital for expert primary care and life-saving specialist visits. Schedule your screening today.
And that is Doctors Hospital, ladies and gentlemen. For the past few weeks, they've been coming in, talking with us for Men's Health. We had significant conversations over that course. I'm hoping that you were engaged the way that I was. I was extremely excited to be able to have these kind of conversations. Today, it's going to be the exact same thing. I hope that you're kind of geared up to have a good conversation, especially for Men's Health Month. We're going to be talking with none other than Dr. Takiya DeVoe. I am so, so very excited to be able to do that. She's good, decent people. She got good roots. Her navel string is buried in the right place. Let's be decent as possible. Say good afternoon to the people.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me on today.
I'm so happy that you're here with us today. Introduce yourself. Let persons know who you are, what you've been doing, and your area of expertise.
My name is Dr. Takiya DeVoe.
Takiya. I said Takiya.
Correct.
I just changed your name. Forgive me.
Forgiven. I am a board-certified pediatrician here at Doctors Hospital, located at the Centerville Medical Center off Collins Avenue, as well as our Carmichael location. And I also see patients in my hometown of Freeport, Grand Bahama.
See what I said? Good, decent people. You heard that. She was from Freeport. Well, doctor, I want to be able to talk to you about this. You talked to us about these particular things, and I want to talk about this. Now, I want to be very straight. And for the purposes of this conversation, I think we got to be able to hit this straight down the line. A lot of persons, ladies and gentlemen, if you got the children in the car, we're going to be PG-13 as possible. But it's important for me to be able to have conversations that, a little bit, it's off the beaten path, but it's a very clear and direct conversations of some of the things that we see in society. Now, as a pediatrician, right, you said that you've been in this area for how many years?
About 10 to 12 years.
10 to 12 years?
Yeah.
And so tell us, you've been here the entire time, or have you studied abroad? Or talk to me about that.
I actually trained in the United States. I spent most of my time in Indiana and most recently transitioned back to Grand Bahama and here now in Nassau.
Now, I want to know, maybe the contrast is different. Maybe the protocols are different in how people approach these particular things. But when you're dealing with young children, what's the ages that you deal with?
0 to 23.
23 years old?
Mm-hmm.
So the 18-year-old, listen, you didn't know me all my life. You might as well just keep on.
Yeah. So usually I hold on to my patients until they're done with college. And then at that point, I'm very happy to release them to my adult colleagues. But for sometimes if they want to transition early, we can do that.
I like this. I like this kind of a conversation. I want to talk to you more specifically about this path and maybe even the contrast that exists that says, what about children? Now, we've seen an amplified position in society. I won't be decent as I say this, ladies and gentlemen. Just bear with me as I approach this and seek to be able to kind of, deal with this accordingly. Socially, we've seen significant numbers increase as it relates to rape. Socially, we've seen significant numbers increase as it relates to young children being the victims of these particular things. Now, I want to know from you,
for all the single mothers out there, for all those particular persons who are out there getting into relationships and bringing different persons into their home, men's more specifically, I'd like to know, what are some of the signs that we see? And if you've seen those particular signs where children present themselves in accordance to being able to see, you know, their demeanor has shifted, you don't know whether or not they've been touched. So how do we know from our children and make a determination as to whether or not these children, they need significant help or there should be a separation in the home, so forth and so on? Talk to me about it.
Okay, well, before we get to how they will present, pediatricians are in the business of prevention. So we really like to start talking about body autonomy at the very beginning with children in their early visits. And that's teaching them that their body belongs to them and they have the right to say
when
no.
When does this conversation start?
This starts as soon as they can talk.
So my little baby girl, Helena, she's 2 years old.
Yeah.
We already then started, though. No one touches them?
Touches what?
We say poo-poo.
No.
We should say...
We have to use proper terms for the genitalia. Oh,
you serious?
Yes.
No one uses proper terms for that. I feel like it's kind of a sharp thing. How do I say it as a father? Because mummies, you have the same anatomy. But how do I say it as a father?
The same way I say it as a mother to my son.
Okay, tell me.
So if we're talking about his genitalia, I talk about his
penis. At the age 2, despite the age?
My son is not even 2 yet.
And you tell him?
I said yes.
You serious?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So the proper use of the correct name
for
genitalia.
Take this, I'm writing these things down. This is serious stuff. So you have to use the proper, because a lot of persons who say, they say things like cookie, or they say things like we say in the home, poo-poo, or don't let nobody touch the thing, or your private area.
Correct.
So we say those things, but be more specific and direct to saying no one should touch my penis, no one should touch my vagina. You should say this to them as soon as they can be able to communicate.
Yeah, absolutely use those terms. I mean, cookie can mean a number of things, the actual cookie. So we're not sure what the child is asking for or what they're referring to. And a lot of times this can cause a delay in care because there was a misunderstanding due to not using correct names. And so that's definitely the first place to start. You want to have those conversations.
I see you asked me that. She was like, to touch the what? What do you say? How do you know that? Is that like a normal thing?
Absolutely. This is the conversation we have when children come to our office for well visits, right? And so it's important to bring your kids in for regular well visits so that you develop a good relationship with your pediatrician and you're able to receive this information as a parent or a caregiver and continue with the, as you're growing them up, that they're able to identify the importance of having the body autonomy as well as knowing the proper names for their different parts of the body. And so if you only bring them to us when we're sick, we don't really have that time built in. We're focusing on getting them better. But if you bring them into their annual visits, especially from their 3 years and up, we're able to spend that time and give them anticipatory guidance on how to, as they're growing up, what's important in nutrition, what's important for emotional health, and just, you know, essentially overall well-being.
So give me the comparison of what was happening in, you say, Indiana or Indianapolis?
Indiana.
Yeah. Right? So tell me the difference. Give me the contrast in terms of frequency of persons being able to come in and the relationship that you can be able to build with persons in comparison to now you're back home. Is there the same level of frequency? I know that things have shifted over the years from when we were younger.
Mm-hmm.
I remember maybe going to the doctor 5 times. So that was young.
Absolutely.
Right? Or the doctor would come to school, right? Mm-hmm. But not necessarily going out unless there was something really, really wrong, right? Mm-hmm. But talk to me about the frequency of those well visits in comparison to what's happening in the States to what we should be doing here locally.
And I wouldn't say that we aren't doing what we are doing in the U.S., to be honest. Pediatrics is in the business of prevention. Mm-hmm. And with that, we see children at certain intervals, especially within those first 2 years of life. And I will say that most parents will keep up with those visits in the first 2 years because they're associated with immunizations and vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
And so we focus on, okay, it's time for my child to get their next set of shots, right? After 2 or 3, they're not getting shots every time they come to see us. And so we wait until it's time for another set of shots, which is usually until 4 or 5, which is time for kindergarten or first grade. But we want to see our children every single year, right? Because there are other things that are going on. Maybe there's something on their skin that's been growing, right? Maybe there's a new growth that we need to monitor. And sometimes if we can catch things early, we can save the parents a lot of stress and sometimes a lot of money in the time coming ahead. So it's important to do annual visits. We're grateful for, you know, right now there's the ability to use NHI that allows patients to see and access physicians at a more regular basis. And we're happy again to see patients at Doctors Hospital between me and the other members, my colleagues on my team, to make sure we get those visits in at a regular interval.
Okay, so I just asked my guy to come fix your mic. I see the mic is actually falling. But I wanted to talk to you about this now. So you said the first thing that we do is use the proper language as we're looking to be able to make sure that the children are in the event that they present. Now, you said that you're in the market of prevention. Mm-hmm. So for the purposes of prevention, we find ourselves in the position of being able to ensure that do your well visits. Make sure, guys, please forgive me, but you're actually trying to be able to make sure that this microphone is taken care of, right? So you do your well visits and persons are being able to come in there so you can be able to see whether or not eczema is growing on the baby, whether or not these things are happening, if there's any particular bruises, conversations about the potential of there being sort of abuse in the home or anything like that. All these things happen as it relates to well visits. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so we talk about good touch, bad touch, right? Where people or members of your family or your immediate household are allowed to see, right? You want to have open communication with your toddlers, with your preschoolers, with your older children, your teenagers, right? So that they're able to tell you when something's wrong or they can request to see their physician. So although I'm a pediatrician, my 9-year-old will say, I want to go and see my doctor, right? She doesn't want to have that discussion with me, even though I can diagnose and treat her. I don't. She has her own pediatrician that she's developed a relationship with and requests to see. So it's very important to have that open communication.
I like this.
Yeah.
I like this. But my son can't tell me that, though. He's just, Daddy, if he says, Daddy, I want to go to the doctor, mm-hmm. I know something wrong.
Right.
He doesn't normally say that, but their relationship, I guess that when you build that relationship with your pediatrician, when you build the relationship with the general practitioner or anyone who you actually go to the family clinic medicine for, you can be able to ensure that the child is comfortable enough to know that, okay, maybe I should be able to talk to the doctor about this. Mm-hmm. And so this is why well visits are very important.
Correct. Yeah. Especially at the adolescent age, you know, sometimes we'll put the parents out of the room so that we can have that discussion. Yeah.
I ain't going nowhere.
They have some.
I ain't going nowhere.
And this is building a relationship with the family, with the parents, right? And so at 13, we start talking to the child alone, and it's not to keep secrets, right? But it's for them as they're emotionally. It is an awkward time, right? And so mom and dad may not be willing to listen or may not be as open, and they want to chat with their pediatrician about something that's going on with their body. And I will say usually it's very harmless. But it's a time for us to build that relationship and then teach them how to communicate more with their parents.
Wow. I like this. I don't want to be able to know. So I don't want to be able to get off course. So we're asking about this in terms of how children present, because we've watched enough movies, we've heard enough stories to be able to understand that. I'm sure this was Tyler Perry, something mm-hmm. I was watching the other day, when this young girl started to be able to really show out in the home, and the mother didn't know what was wrong. Mm-hmm. She had a stepfather, so she married someone else, and she was in the home for this guy. He was rich. I can't remember what this movie was, right? The woman from Who Liked to Cry, from Black Woman Scorn, something, I don't know. Anyway, so her. So she was there, she married someone, got into this particular position, and her daughter was being abused, sexually abused, by her husband, who's the stepfather for this, and it's been happening for years. It has been happening for years. And, you know, when we relate these things and we look at this, and this is actually movie, cinema, entertainment, but it's real life stories and incidents where we need to be able to know, how do we now look out for some of the signs in the event that we, you know, we're caught up in our own life, we didn't pay attention to the children, how do we ensure that we can be able to at least, at the point of recognition, deal with this accordingly?
So yeah, more often than not, the perpetrators are known to the children and unfortunately are in their circle, I would say. And so for as parents, if you notice that you have a normally outgoing, bubbly child and all of a sudden they're very aggressive, you know, they're pulling back, they're not wanting to engage in their usual activities, they're withdrawing, you know, regressing from maybe they were fully potty trained at 7 and now they're wet in the bed. That may be something that's going on. And at that point, your first point would be to bring your child to the pediatrician to make sure that nothing's going on, right? That there's nothing medically causing any new symptoms, right? There's other things, right? So aggression, withdrawing, anxiety, depression can also be signs of issues with mental health. If you have a child that's regressing in terms of bedwetting, that can sometimes be a sign of constipation. So leave it to us to kind of tease out what's going on with your child. But again, that goes back to having that relationship with your pediatrician or your trusted healthcare physician.
I think this is very important conversations. I want to talk about these things that we need to be able to talk about, especially in an environment that we live in. I said that these conversations are rather taboo to have, but we have been extremely sexualized as a nation, as a people, and it's important for us to be able to understand that there are some things that you know, are socially acceptable, but for the growth and development of the child in years to come, as we look back, I cannot believe that my mother did this. I cannot believe that my father did that. How do we avoid that? By being able to, with the tools that we have today, with the education, with the you know, the proximity to being able to be in proper position, I think that we can avoid that. Because I cannot believe that my grandmother used to have me as an entertainment element in the home. As a child, I was 4 years old. She said, come on here, baby, dance for us. Dance for me. But these things are sometimes innocent because it plays on a cultural nuance to say that, okay, well, culturally, this is what we do. Mm-hmm. But as you grow, you say, well, some of these things are kind of weird. Do we do that? So I like what you're saying. I like the fact that we're talking about these things. We're looking for withdrawal. We're looking for regression. Regression is big. Mm-hmm. Regression is big. So sometimes you may feel like, let me take this child in to see if someone has been touching this child, but you may find that the child may have some issues, underlying issues that we haven't seen before. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so for instance, at 10 years old, a child all of a sudden starts bedwetting, right? But you've also noticed that they complain of a lot of stomach pain. Well, you take them or you bring them to me as your pediatrician, and you know, I make sure to do a full history, perform a good physical, and just try to get to the bottom of what's going on. It's not usually our first assumption, but our feelers are always up. As a pediatrician, when you've seen the worst, your feelers are always up and you trust your gut, right? We're what we call mandatory reporters. So if we have suspicion, no matter how good of a family you may be or how good of a family you came from, right? My job is always and first and foremost to my patient. So I am going to do what I need to do for that particular patient.
I like this. I really do enjoy this conversation. I want to be able to dive deeper into it. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to take this quick commercial break. We're here with none other than Doctors Hospital and Dr. DeVoe being able to talk to us about being able to see those signs. How do we put ourselves in the position of checking for our kids? How do we put ourselves in the position that we know that the wellness of our child is intact and continue to be able to move forward? Quick commercial break. Going to be right back after this.
Butler and the great C.R. Walker, Sir Cecil Wallace Whitfield, I'll say, how do you do?
Yeah. Try to rest, go with the best for all your printing needs. There ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Looking for great device deals and offers this summer? Look no further! Alive has special discounts on the latest smartphones, Ring devices, and accessories. Plus, as an Alive customer, you can expect exclusive Get Extra offers and rewards, which means even more value for your money. We're talking more data, prizes, and surprises. Upgrade with us and experience the perfect summer with Alive in-store or at bealive.com/deals.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, here with Doctors Hospital as we recognize Men's Health Month, taking a different, sort of a different angle and being able to talk about the men's health, mental health, and participation, and being able to understand that our children are kept well. That's important because as men, as fathers, we have the responsibility of ensuring that our children are in good health. And today we're sitting with none other than Dr. Takaya DeVoe. I said it right? Takaya DeVoe. She's here with us, being able to talk to us about what's happening with men. She's a pediatrician. She's been so for the past decade and some, and really being able to give us good contrast as to what's happening both here and in the United States of America, in the United States of America and here. Now, I only wanted to ask those questions to be able to see whether or not we're up to par with the frequency, we're up to par with the amount of visits that we'd be able to take care of our kids. Now, we know traditionally, you carry the kids up to 2 years old, like you indicated. This is important. But as the years dwindle, you don't really bother. As the years go on, the baby's now 6, 7, 8, 9 years old. Unless he or she has an issue, a stomach issue, they can't stool or they can't do these particular things that is normal function for the human body, then we come and see them, but that should not be. So talk to us about that kind of a wellness visit, and then I want to be able to get into some intervention issues, positions that we can be able to take also.
Yeah, absolutely. So after they turn 3, we're seeing them on an annual basis. We're talking about nutrition. We're talking about sleep. We're talking about how's school going. Are they progressing at the normal rate and in the manner that they should? We're looking at their bodies, you know, as they go from being, you know, a child to adolescence, as they transition through puberty. Is puberty going at the correct rate? Is it too early? Is it too late? These are the things that we can keep an eye on when you bring them in on a annual visit. And I'm sure all of my other colleagues, my pediatric colleagues, we're all doing similar things.
Now, I want to know from you, we started to talk a little bit earlier, and I don't know whether or not this is a cringy conversation, but we started to talk a little bit earlier about the sort of an idea that, okay, when the child is presenting, whether or not they're regressing, you could be able to make a determination if they're withdrawn, if they're aggressive, if they have this sort of I don't know whether or not it's ADHD and they're jumping up and down, that there's a difference in the approach. We present them to you, we make a determination, and now we find that our 15-year-old is into drugs. Our 16-year-old is sexually active. Our, you know what I mean? Like, we find out these particular things. Our 16-year-old boy, 17-year-old boy has been experimenting with same sex or something like that. We find out these different things. How do we now put ourselves in the position that we can be able to, from a humanistic standpoint, from a carnal standpoint, how do we deal with this in terms of intervention to be able to help this child move along into adulthood?
So those are, you know, lots of taboo, quote unquote, topics that we like to stay away from in public. But it's really important if a child is disclosing to you to stay calm and then to listen, right? If they disclose abuse, if they disclose maybe their gender identity, we stay calm, we listen without judgment, right? I'm a person that speaks with their face, you know, your eyebrows raise, your mouth open, you roll your eyes or something. We have to listen without judgment and reassure them that they did the right thing by telling you. Because if they told you, that means that you're one of their trusted people. And you can't take that for granted. You're one of their trusted adults. And if a child discloses to you, you have to believe them. You have to believe them and take their disclosure seriously.
Is that something that we see often? I feel like you emphasize that for a reason, because a lot of persons would say, this one touched me. And we've heard historically in our country where there has been like a vehement position where the mother or someone says, that is an absolute lie. He will never do something like that.
And you never take this into consideration. Now the child has to bear the weight and the shame of what has happened to them, you know, and they have nothing to do with it. So talk to me about believing the child when they present themselves.
You want to do that. You want to take their disclosure seriously. You want to validate their feelings and then know that, let them know that you're on their side.
What does validate their feelings? Like, we don't understand. I don't understand that. How we validate? I mean,
it's
seriously,
okay,
I don't know,
to have feelings, right? For a lot of times, especially for children, they do have all of the range of feelings that we do have as an adult.
You sure that don't kick in after 18?
No, it does not.
That don't
not.
Kick in after you get your own house?
No, it does not. It happens when you're with your parents, right? And so we've kind of allowed, or we assume that they're always supposed to be proper, right? They're always supposed to do what they're told, when they're told, and how they're told. But they also have other feelings that they are entitled to express. And that goes back to autonomy, right? There is some body autonomy there. So it's really important to just validate if it's anxiety, if there's depression, understand that that exists, and then figure out what our next course of action is going to be.
Okay, so I just want to be able to give an example. I think our society is lopsided, and I think the culture, there needs to be a cultural shift, especially with the exposure of education and understanding what our responsibility is as parents and mature adults. Now, I think, I went to 8 Mark High School, which is way in the back of everybody, right? Mm-hmm. And we were almost like the filter, the island's filter for any child who presented themselves contrary to what their parents believed in, contrary to what their expectations were. So if children got pregnant before they sent them to the out island, they considered 8 Mark High School first. I guess it would be decent, right? I'm telling you the truth. You know how much, I just would be decent. But what we saw in school, in 8 Mark High School, was relationships that started very early, right? At 14 years old, at 15 years old, there were guys who came to school and, almost prey on these young girls, right? Which made it very difficult for a 14-year-old young man to be able to have a girlfriend, because she had real boyfriends, right? And this was in the 90s, so, you know, not to be able to talk about this, right? So I'm just saying that to say that I don't believe that things have shifted in our society. I don't believe that. I believe culturally, while it's not necessarily accepted, I think people turn a blind eye to the pedophiles that exist out there preying on young children. 16-year-old, 15-year-old, this kind of a conversation. And, well, 16-year-old is consent, and so forth and so on. I want to have these kind of conversations with you to talk about the fact that this isn't right, and to talk about the fact that whether or not they are mentally matured and prepared to be able to get into a sexual relationship if they can't participate from a social standpoint. Talk to me about those things, and if you're seeing that in your profession right now.
Yes, so definitely lots of stuff that you just unpacked there.
No, this is a taboo conversation. But I told you that this is going to be like a little bit bumpy because we don't talk about this, but we see it and we don't say anything.
It's not a really taboo conversation, at least not for me as a pediatrician. Okay, so when my adolescents come in, we have those conversations, right? We talk about what's going on at home. We talk about sex, right? We use those words. We talk about the risk of sexual infections if you're not being careful. We talk about healthy relationships, right? You don't all of a sudden become an adult and know how to engage in a healthy relationship. That begins when you're in primary school. You have your little friends, your best friends. And then as they become adolescents, they start dating whether parents approve or not, right? And it's important to, again, be engaged, be listening as a parent, and be open so that they can develop the right boundaries. They know that what boundaries for themselves and boundaries for the relationship with others. And so very important that we allow kids in our society, in our community, to remain children, right? To remain children. Childhood is a finite.
That's heavy what you're saying. They should remain children. But it seems like a lot of, because mommy them would say, or grammy them would say, this little girl, she's too fast. That's the problem. She's too fast. Is it her pursuit towards maturity, or is it based upon what she sees in the environment?
Sometimes those statements, you know, while said in jest, while said by our beloved grandmothers, beloved great aunts, they can be detrimental to the children's psyche. It's not their fault. Their body is developing at a faster rate as they go through puberty, and maybe mentally and emotionally they haven't arrived to where their body is. But that does not mean that they're not still a child, right? And they should not be approached that way. our children need to remain as children as long as they possibly can. And the time will come, right? 18 comes faster than we know it. High school graduation comes faster than we know it, you know?
Tell me, Bob.
You blink and these children are growing up.
Daddy, I can use the car. I won't go. Sir, you need to stop.
You literally have 18 summers. Let them enjoy it. We have the rest of our lives to be adults, the rest of our lives to engage in adult things. But as they're in that time, it's really our focus, and it should be our goals to really nurture our children so that they become adults that are able to have healthy relationships, that they're physically well, they're emotionally well, and mentally well.
Yeah. So, okay, just to be able to kind of to pull it together, intervention purposes, we've already identified that our child is presenting. We don't necessarily know exactly what it is. We find Dr. DeVoe, we go down there, have good conversations with her, let the baby from 9 years old or even older, I don't know, or even younger, I don't know when we're supposed to be, when we're supposed to leave the room. I haven't left the room as yet. I just want to be very clear.
I start at 13. And that's really for my patients, especially if they've been with me from their zero, right? I know mom and dad very well. I may know auntie or grammy. It has nothing to do.
If daddy got to pay, I need to know.
You are going to know.
You can put on the receipt.
But at some point, your child is going to have to be able to come to the doctor by themselves, right?
Okay.
We shouldn't be 26 and calling our mom to see if I have any allergies or medications I'm on.
That's a good point.
Right? Yeah. It's a similar concept with the passport. You know, mommy holding the passport at 35. It's a similar concept.
I'm going to go to Miami today. Charlie, passport radio.
Exactly. So we want to empower them as they grow older, that, you know, there's going to be a day where Dr. DeVoe might not be the doctor. I'm all about color and, you know, sunshine and rainbows. Pediatrics is a very fun specialty. You get to family medicine and they're a little bit more by the book. And so we want to prepare our children and we want them to be able to know that they can get good information, not just from TikTok, from Instagram, from other forms of social media.
Because that's where they're getting the information from.
Correct. And so they can come to their trusted health professional.
I would like to know what talk to we right now, but I mean, it's a whole different story.
That's not for this conversation.
No, I'm just saying, this is too much.
Yes.
Okay, praise God.
Yeah, so you just want to be careful. You just want to be mindful of what's going on. And again, if you're ever concerned about your child, you take them to their pediatrician. You engage proper mental health services if needed, right? Again, another kind of taboo topic. And you do what's necessary to get your child well. You do what's necessary to protect them.
I like this. Give me some more information on how we could be able to get in contact with you over at Doctor's Hospital.
So, again, I see patients at our Centerville Medical Center location off Collins Avenue.
You have a number?
On Mondays as well as Fridays at Carmichael. And I am also in Grand Bahama at our Freeport Medical Center.
So weekly you go to Grand Bahama?
I'm monthly in Grand Bahama, yes.
Monthly?
Mm-hmm.
How long you stay in Grand Bahama?
I'm there on Fridays.
Just on Friday?
Mm-hmm.
And you're back here in Nassau for Monday?
Yep.
Wow. You are busy.
A little bit.
Praise God. You're keeping active. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Doctor's Hospital. This is an interesting conversation. I enjoyed this. I feel like I want to dive deeper into some things so we can be able to almost shame those particular persons who feel like this is the only option for you to be able to find a quote-unquote decent woman, right? To quote, you know what I'm saying? There is a cultural idea affixed to the fact that if you want a particular type of woman, maybe you mold her, maybe you do this, maybe you do that. And all these are hard conversations to have, but you're destroying the child's life in the interim. You're destroying an entire life. And so when they develop and they grow older, and now you're trying to figure out why they're acting like this as an adult, you take no consideration for what you've levied upon them at their very tender age of 12, 13 years old. And so all these things are extremely important if we're building the country and being able to move better towards the future. I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to do that. You want to shout somebody out?
I will shout out my 9-year-old Meredith that's listening and supporting her mom always. And I thank you for your support.
I thank you so very kindly for being able to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, Doctor's Hospital, celebrating identifying Men's Health Month and being able to have good conversation with none other than Dr. DeVoe here is being able to sit with us. Guys, it is a beautiful thing. We got to take this commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation.
Your health is your wealth. Prioritize it.
this Men's Health Month at Doctors Hospital with comprehensive primary care and specialist screening. Book your appointment now.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Get ready to celebrate Independence the BK way with our new Independence King Combo. Choose from our classic flame-grilled beef version or indulge in a crispy chicken breast topped with savory bacon, arugula, crisp onion rings, cheese, and our special tropical sauce. Both come with fries and a drink for a flavor sensation perfect for celebrating every year. Remember to top off your Independence King Combo with a delicious guava sundae or the new guava ice shaker, available only at Burger King Nassau.
Let's face it, life is hard, but your healthcare doesn't have to be. Give yourself peace of mind with LAMP plans at Doctors Hospital. Sign up today and enjoy the low-cost advantage. Get up to $5,000 in credit limit for non-covered services and 2 free nutritional consultations. Choose your plan today by visiting doctorshosp.com/LAMP. We make healthcare easy.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Nassau, Bahamas.
Nassau ain't no real place. I say Nassau ain't real, boy. Nassau ain't no real place.
In Nassau, you can get naughty for 40. Shorty'll shake that body, just show the money. Milk and honey, none of my chicks is ugly. This place is my home, this place is so lovely.
Drop it up and down, it's hot and down.
This place is my home, this place is so lovely.
Drop it up and down. Say,
Nassau ain't real, boy. Nassau ain't no real place. I say Nassau ain't real, boy. Nassau ain't no real place.
Find me Gambia, get jiggy in there. Run the city like a Diddy Black millionaire. Anybody see minutes, tell them deep is aware. I keep it real how I feel when I'm speaking in here.
What you mean you got a boyfriend? And he from Jamaica. Who cares?
Nassau ain't real, boy. Nassau ain't no real place. I say Nassau ain't real, boy. Nassau ain't no real place. Nassau ain't real, boy. Nassau ain't no real place. I say Nassau ain't real, boy. Nassau ain't no real place.
So I don't know why Keisha Lee is cheering here with me. $10 that I can spend $10 on. I can't buy no chicken. Chicken expensive. I know why Keisha Lee is cheering here with me. He's cheering so darn rude. Cheering jumping all over my couch. I just sprayed inside there.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, right here live and in full effect. Had great conversations with Doctors Hospital and none other than Dr. Takiyah DeVoe being able to talk to us about that. She is a fellow Grand Bahamian being able to do that. I'm very grateful to have these conversations. I think it's taboo
that we don't dive into these things. I think it's important that we name and shame some things and bring some information to the forefront. As it relates to bringing information to the forefront, I want to talk with none other than Brother Wallace, who's been telling us about some stuff that he has going on with the foundation. Brother Wallace, how are you, my brother?
I am good only by the grace of God.
Praise God, man. So tell me about what you got going on right now.
Okay. Before I tell you what's going on right now, I'd like to tell them from whence we come at.
Okay.
That'll be good?
Yeah, man, go ahead.
Okay. This is an organization, WOW Expression of Love, unprofitable organization, which was structured to assist our vulnerable in this nation, which is the old folks' homes, the children homes, and our various families in our communities, our inner city communities, what really need assistance concerning clothing, food, and different things like that. And we too assist school students from the age of 12 years old. Yes, we assist them about their school, with school supplies and back-to-school stuff like that. That's what we are all about. And we do appreciate assistance from the wider community, so to say, the broader nation, so to say. We have a few sponsors, say about three sponsors, because this is our second year in existence. And we have about three sponsors, and we have a few persons that consistently assist us concerning whether it be funds or donating items and different things like that. And we are seeking and looking for persons to come on board and help assist us in whichever way they could, whether it be donating, whether it be finance, whether it be even being a part of the team. Because we're trying to build this thing, you know, it's a few of us.
This is WOW Expression of Love Foundation.
It's WOW Expressions of Love.
Okay.
Foundation, yeah.
Okay. So give me a number so persons could be able to know how to be able to contact you.
Okay, the number will be 556-9345.
Mm-hmm.
9345. Yeah, or 362-0362. Oh. Any time through the day from 9 to 5, they could call at this number, which this way be every day, at my church,
362-1170. Mm-hmm. 1170. So you're looking for persons to participate, you're looking for them to be able to partner, and any way they can be able to do that, you want them to kind of reach out to you. And the numbers again are 556-9345 or 362-0362, or you can be able to give them a call on a day-to-day basis. This is Brother Wallace, 362-1170. That's 362-1170. Brother Wallace, I want to thank you, man. I'm going to put more information out on my WhatsApp for you. We can be able to dive deeper into that kind of a conversation and funnel people in your direction for that assistance.
We could speak about the fundraising event now.
Okay, tell me about the fundraising event.
Okay, the fundraising event is on the 27th of this month. That'll be on a Saturday at the Western Esplanade.
July 27th, Western Esplanade.
Yes.
Okay.
And we have tickets, which is the food will be, the dinners will be steak, chicken, and fish. Then we have a variety of other food and things which we'll be doing, like we do conky fritters,
mm-hmm.
and we're doing lobster fritters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Howard. We're doing some lobster for something new. I didn't even know about that one. And then we're doing like pastries, pineapple tart, coconut tart.
I like that. So you say July 27th, the Western Esplanade. You got all the food, steak dinners, chicken dinners. Now, what's the price of those tickets?
The meals is $15 straight across.
$15 straight across.
And we have some other little gifts and things for the children. Because you know the event, the name of the event is, it's a family fun day fair. Extravaganza. So this is more like for families. Why is it for families? We have we have games that we'll be playing out there. Children that will be up games and toys and giveaways for the children. We have face painting. We have a kitty booth. We have we even have snow cones, cotton candy, popcorns, and things like that for the kids. We have a variety of different set of cupcakes.
Oh.
All kind of healthy cupcakes and all out.
Healthy cupcakes?
Yes, healthy cupcakes for children.
I never heard this before, but I like it, right?
Uh-huh.
I never heard that before.
And then we have a guava duff.
Now, what time it start? You got to give me the time.
It start at 12. Uh-huh. We start at 12, 12, 12, and until.
Okay, 12 until. All right, 12
until. And we have a DJ, too. We have a DJ. What will be playing? The best set of music, Bohemian music, gospel music, and back. Old school music.
I like
no rakashakan music.
No rakashakan music.
Yes.
Brother Wallace, I thank you, man. I really thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, July 27th is at the Western Esplanade.
And if they're looking to pick up tickets right now, they could stop at the Guardian. They could get tickets at the Guardian. They could get tickets at Life Changes Ministries. Or the same number you give them, they could call that number there, and she would deliver the tickets to them.
All right.
Wherever they is.
All right. Thank you, my brother. I want to thank you so very kindly. Going to be able to push that out for you a little bit more so persons can be able to hear what you're saying, man. Thank you so much for the call.
I appreciate it, my brother.
Thank you, man. That's no problem. Ladies and gentlemen, that's WOW Expression of Love Foundation, July 27th. Western Esplanade. They're going to be having food, $15 straight across the board. Starts at 12. Give them a call, 556-9345 or 362-0362-362-1170. Got everything laid out. We're going to take this quick commercial break and get back with none other than Ian Thomas all the way from Direct Marketers Nassau. Ain't no real place. I come against this prophetic release. He needs to stop it. Quick commercial break. Be right back after this.
It's getting hot in Marco's, and we're bringing the heat straight to your doorstep. We're giving you a fiery food experience like never before. For a limited time only, try our new sizzling fiery flavors featuring Reaper cheese on our fiery pozzolis, pizza, cheesy bread, and pizza molds. Can you handle it? Taste the heat and order one now at MarcosPizzaBahamas.com.
Are you uninsured and seeking a plan that can give you quality healthcare at discounted rates? Unlock affordable healthcare with Doctors Hospital's LAMP. Enjoy unlimited primary care visits, exclusive discounts of up to 20%, and complimentary imaging and nutrition services. Visit doctorshosp.com/LAMP to register. Comprehensive, cost-effective wellness starts with LAMP.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Direct Marketers. Is none other than my very good friend sitting with us here Thursday on July 4th, American Independence Day, coming in with a bang. None other than Ian Thomas being able to tell us all things that's happening around town. My brother, it is so good to see you in your do-rag.
Echo.
Woman Easy Selector, we are good, man. I'm very good. Make sure you cut up this mic for me.
You can hear me?
No. Turn it his mic.
Two.
Go ahead.
Testing one. You
go
got
ahead.
Any better now?
I could good. You're good.
All right, then. So I got to do this spiel and just my intro.
What's up with the baritone situation?
I don't know. I'm feeling a little bit, I don't know. Give me an adjective. I'll see if I can use it.
I don't know. Maybe one of these bedroom bullies could perk you up.
Nah, you're talking.
No, you're doing too much.
That's the ticket. Hey, listen, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Ian Thomas, and I am from Direct Marketers. You guys need to be here right now and see how Howard Grant is all laughing all in the behind this mic. I don't know what the problem is. I don't know what type of vibe this boy on. Look here, what I say my name is again, Ian Thomas. Where am I from? Direct Marketers. Direct Marketers, Howard, is a marketing company, and we specialize in radio, TV, print, social media, and e-blast. So if you have a business or a business idea, and you want to know how viable it is, please feel free to give me a call at 552 02 1 2.
You gotta perk up.
That's
sir.
5 5 2 0 2 1 2.
No, sir.
That's 5 5 2 0 2 1 2.
We reject your number today.
What happened?
We reject it.
Man,
fix it.
Come on, man.
Fix it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you want to get direct marketers call? Dial 5 5 2 0 2 1 2. 5 5 2 0 2 1 2. 5 5 2 0 2 1 2. Dial 5 5 2 0 2 1 2.
I like
how
it.
How would you got it, man? Listen, like here. And right after here, we jump in the next studio. We
get your life together. We get too tight.
Listen, we get Dre to do the beats.
Dre?
Yeah. Well, I got Lauren on the vocals.
Let Mustard do it.
Yeah, I let him do it.
Mustard on the beat.
Mustard
right?
on the beat. And listen here, man. I got to jump straight into this because, you know, my time is limited here. Independence, big thing, big deal. Happy American Independence. I'm normally here on a Thursday, so I'm not quite sure if I'm going to be here for next Thursday to say after Independence because that's Wednesday. So this is all due to and the love that we have for Independence. So I am... these are my clients, been around for years, years. When people ask me, you know, which pharmacy should they go to, I always tell them my pharmacy of choice. Howie, can you remember? You're absolutely correct. It's Centerville Pharmacy. Yeah, but you're good at this, you know.
Yeah, I remember Centerville Pharmacy. Okay, you always then. Go to Centerville Pharmacy.
I always go to Centerville Pharmacy. You know how many locations they have?
I know about the one in Centerville.
You know the one in Centerville. Okay, I'll tell the
they
people.
They have another one?
They've got three locations.
Okay.
One is on Collins Avenue,
okay.
opposite the Heart Center.
Okay, I know where that is.
Mackey and Wilton Street, across from Topps Lumber Yard.
I know where that is.
And you can check them out at the Prescription Center. That's Prescription Center on Rosetta Street opposite the former Starbucks.
Okay.
Okay, then that's the Aubrey family. I love these guys. They've been around for such a long time. You can find three generations, maybe at this point, maybe even four generations working there. But they work together, and it's an incredible relationship that they have. So at Centerville Pharmacy, your prescriptions can be filled quick and easily. And just, you know, with a phone call away, the process could even be quicker once you phone in your prescription. Individuals having problems with mobility, no problem. They can come right outside and deliver your medication right to your vehicle. If you want over-the-counter meds to make you feel better, you go to Centerville Pharmacy because they carry that number one brand, 7Cs, also Haliborange. You know, this is
Haliborange.
There's a little kind of flu type thing that's I heard that's going around. You have your little tickling in the throat. I can say throat. In the throat, go check them out. Haliborange, like
what
I said.
Tickling in your throat?
Yeah, tickling in your throat. Something ain't right, man. You know, I feel like I'm coming down with something.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, just say that. You know, come on, man. You know what that time it is. So Haliborange, like you said, that's used to build the immune system, Howard. Make people feel better, quicker.
Haliborange.
That's it. Not to mention they have brands like Good Sense. That's excellent for getting your zinc intake. That's very important, getting your zinc intake. That's something that Mr.
Zinc,
Aubrey
magnesium,
told me.
Things like that.
Yes. So you can get all the meds you need at the best possible prices. You can also purchase blood pressure monitors along with those hard-to-find strips. I guess that's for you if you're doing your diabetes and so forth. You need your strips to check your levels, your glucose levels. And senior citizens, they also love coming to Centerville Pharmacy. Why? Because they know that they can use their national prescription drug plan. So that's excellent for you, Howard, now that you're up there as a senior citizen. And
a senior citizen? Brandon, baby, you know...
He's a good-looking senior citizen.
But you know, I try to keep myself together.
Why are you like,
I got all my teeth.
And you get your aloe and you put it on your face. you slick it away. Just go to Centerville Pharmacy, man.
You need to stop.
Go down there. You can use your national prescription drug plan, which entitles you guys to even more discounts. So once again, you can check them out. Three locations, Collins Avenue opposite the Heart Center, Mackey Street and Wilton Street across from Topps Lumber Yard, and you can check them out at Prescription Center right there on Rosetta Street opposite the former Starbucks. Go check them out at Centerville Pharmacy. I love them. Audio Plus, another great company. Howard, I know back in the days you had your nice little Honda, your little 96 Honda, and you put up with your little Rasta tassel hanging in that, and you pull up there with your little, have your little beaties and your music jabbing. I know you got your speakers from Audio Plus. I know you went down there to Audio Plus.
You keep
Plus.
Forgetting that I'm from Grand Bahama.
I know, but let's just imagine that you grew up here.
Imagine one thing, that I will not purchase a Honda.
Okay, you won't purchase a Honda?
No.
Would you drive around with your little BDs?
No.
You ride your ride around?
In the early 2000s?
Yeah.
Yes.
You have a little two or three pies.
And little black and miles and things.
Yeah. You had your little, you check it with two little pies.
No.
How much?
Only
three?
One woman I had.
Not before I married.
No. I only had one woman.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And then these guys, they always used to cut up with me.
Yeah. They say, how?
Well, they never go nowhere with me.
They say, how would Steffi get
up from a far distance? Amen. My wife.
Well, you put everything in perspective. Like, you paint a picture for me.
Yeah,
you know. Exit. Stage left. Yeah. Where is this guy? Heaven's some Megatroids. I've been shot, screwed, shish kebabbed even.
I can't even do it.
Remember that? Man, you said that, man. You love Snagglepuss. Hey, why are we talking about Snagglepuss? And I told you we want to talk about Audio Plus. Where Audio Plus located? I give you $3 right now.
Soldier Road.
When mother said, you get change for 100?
Yeah, I'll give you 97 later.
Hey, you get one change for 100, you don't need my $3. Joking. Y'all get money. So, Audio Plus, let's get back to this. These guys are the largest store in the entire Bahamas for all your audio and musical needs, Howard. So they got a wide selection of drums. They got junkanoo drums and cowbells and drum sets and whistles and trumpets and clarinets and flutes.
I went to Audio Plus.
Guitars and tambourines and keyboards and everything. Go ahead, talk to me.
I went to Audio Plus a couple of times.
You went there?
Yeah, they had to fix my
instruments.
I didn't get any instruments. No, I lied to you. Mm-hmm. My father is a drummer.
Oh.
For the Cooling Waters.
Sorry to hear that.
So, he's very good, right?
He's very good. Okay.
So, whenever I came to Nassau, mm-hmm. he would send me to Audio Plus to be able to purchase his drumsticks.
Really?
So I used to purchase his drumsticks. Or if he needed a snare, the top for a snare drum,
uh-huh.
I'd purchase his stuff from there when I came to Nassau, right?
Okay.
But now that I live here, I had some issues with the Japanese cars, so forth and so on.
Yeah.
And the music and so forth. So they could fix those things for you also.
They could. Absolutely. You're right. Listen, Howard likes to jump the gun, but I just like what he does because he keeps me on point. So he just mixed some things that Audio Plus does, along with what the HitSpot does. And the HitSpot is another incredible company. When you go down there, you can get all your car alarms installed.
Yes.
You know that.
Yes.
So you get your car alarms installed so no one can try to kill your car. They have installers that will give you the neatest
job. I haven't heard
job.
From Viper in a long time.
Remember protected that. Your car is protected by Viper.
Stand back.
I think all kind of new things came out.
Protected by Viper.
Yeah.
Stand back.
Yeah. Well, these new technology, you probably can have it connected directly to your phone and all. You know, they didn't tell me to say that.
That's actually on.
But I'm
sure.
I think
it's shifted from your car, the protected by Viper, to a lot of people's girlfriends. I just want to be
sponsored.
Now you see
that? All right, then. I see that. You gone far left. You way down there.
Hey,
right here.
Sir. When you see her, she's protected by Viper. You should stand back. But you didn't.
No, you didn't.
You didn't.
Now you in some.
That's you it. Figure you had the bedroom bully.
Anyway, listen, man. Come on, man, Howard. Come on. So we're talking about getting your car alarm installed in your car so you can feel safe and protected. No one carry you wide. Listen, get your car alarms down there. You can use a siren, lock or unlock. You can use it to screw down your windows, start up your car. And if you have a drop top, you can take your top down. Just like I said, you can
drop top.
Anything. Yeah, if you got a convertible, you could use it. These new alarms can do everything. Got a small Japanese car like Howard and I just spoke about a moment ago. You can go down there. They have this device that can be inserted into your car. However the language is, and convert it. Boom! Now you got all the FM stations, so you can be chilling out, listening right to Howard Grant here. On the foundation, 96.9 FM, and you say, wow.
So
a couple minutes ago, I couldn't do that.
So the device recalibrates.
Yes, that's a big word, but recalibrate.
It's programmed.
Let me Google that. Huh? Go ahead.
No, but it's programmed.
Uh-huh.
So if you're in your Japanese car now, because a lot of people say, boy, Howard, I can't even listen to you because I'm around here. Yeah,
absolutely.
I can't even listen to 96. I don't even catch that on a Japanese
car. Right.
So you can recalibrate it. To be able to pick up the local stations.
You are absolutely right. You know what you're talking about. That's exactly what it does. So you're not there just chilling out and not being able to listen to the FM stations while everybody else. Go down there, get that. The HitSpot. And let me give the phone numbers, man. I going on with all this. The HitSpot is on Village Road and Soldier Road in the Village Road Shopping Plaza. The phone number is 393-3732. 393-3732. Also the HitSpot. The second location, that's on Robinson Road, 356-8250. Now, if you want all the instruments like Howard and I spoke about, you can go to Audio Plus and get all the speakers and everything you want, especially if you're in a church band or any type of band.
So you go to Audio Plus, you get your speakers.
Yes, and the phone number for Audio Plus. Let me give you that, man. 394-6668. 394-6668. That's 394-6668. That's Audio Plus.
So after you then get your equipment, you go to the HitSpot.
Yes.
And they install it for you.
You can do all the installations down there. That's another type of, side of the business with all the installation and all the speakers you want. So you can get on a huge selection of subwoofers and tweeters and horns. So when you're driving down the street,
they get amps
bang. Too. Yeah, they got amps too. Yeah, man, everything.
Vocal amps, bass amps.
But you know your stuff. I would know
it. I used to have
anything for your musical needs. If you are in a band, if you're in a studio, if you have a car, anything, along with the security to protect all these things within your car.
I had a 96 Chevy, Cadillac DeVille. Mm-hmm. 96 Cadillac DeVille.
Right.
On 18-inch wheels.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Low-profile tires.
Yes.
And two 15-inch subwoofers in the back trunk.
You don't have nothing to do.
Right? No,
not at all.
No, I didn't. And that thing
you're
was
going in the wrong direction with all that stuff. Right up your ears.
That thing was crazy.
I can imagine people would hear you.
It was pearl white.
From like 10.
I used to wash that every day.
You love that car.
Oh, Jesus.
Ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what to say. He's just the host.
My wife robbed me one time. If I love my car, more than her.
Oh, you had the car while you was married. That was before. I thought it was.
I used to sell cars.
Anyway,
I had a bunch of cars.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, if you got one car, plenty of cars like Howard, go down there to Audio Plus Soldier Road and also the Hit Spot on Village Road. Nice, nice company. Hey, Howard, you Z Grouper?
All the time, sir.
Don't lie.
That's my thing.
You like that? You hear me talk about Bahamian Seafood Connection before, right?
You have. And you said to me, how would you go down there and get something to
eat? They are crazy. Watch this, Howard. Bahamian Seafood Connection.
Like how you cut me off.
Watch this now. I can tell you right now. You straight. They want to get every house in the Bahamas ready for Independence Day. Listen to me, Howard.
I know. I
fix your face.
Fix your eyes.
With that being said, they've decided to have a gigantic discount promotion on all Nassau Grouper. Nassau Grouper right now. You pay just $9 for a pound of skinned and gutted grouper, or $8.50 a pound.
$9 for a pound?
Gutted, yes. For the grouper. This is amazing.
These are people on Fire Trail?
This is people on Fire Trail. Now, everyone already know. Hold on. Everyone already know. They have shrimp, cracked chicken, mussels, salmon, stone crab, snow crab.
My wife just gave me crab legs.
I try to tell people all the rest of the crab they had. Stone crab, snow crab, blue crab. Lump crab, imitation crab. So you want that imitation crab meat?
To make the crab salad.
But I would know how to cook too.
My wife
used to cook every. Okay, then good. You get mahi mahi. Not just one mahi. Two mahi. Mahi mahi.
Praise God.
You get tuna steak. Whole snappers. Snapper filet. And grouper steaks. Everything down there at Bahamian Seafood Connection. Now people hit me. Right now. Let me get all two of the phone numbers, ladies and gentlemen. 341-0734. That's the shop number. 341-0734. You want WhatsApp them? 822. That's 822-6180. 822-6180. That's a WhatsApp number. You could WhatsApp and call them. 822-6180. Call the store at 341-0734. Go ahead. Talk to me about it.
This price for the Nassau Grouper.
For the Nassau Grouper.
How long is it going to be? Is it only for Independence? Independence on the 10th of July.
That's next week, Wednesday. You know what? I'm not supposed to say this, but I'm going to try to call them and see if we can push it either for until the weekend or maybe even a week later. So you can't hold me to that, but just because you're giving me the puppy dog guys and like,
let's go.
Everyone need to go down there.
My wife, we just got, listen to me.
Yes, sir.
Listen to me. She wanted something to eat Friday, my wife.
Yes.
So I said, I don't want to get anything. So she said, what you want to do? I said, I prefer you to cook something. So she said,
I prefer you to cook something.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Because, you know, you don't want these things all the time. So she said, well, what you want? I said, I don't know. Let's go get some grouper and get some shrimp.
Oh, that's how you're living?
So we got grouper. We got shrimp. They didn't have any conch. I'm hoping that they get conch now.
Yeah.
They didn't have any conch. Right? And she, obviously, because I gave her obviously too much money. She
What's
came
that?
Out.
Give her too much?
I gave her $100.
Ladies and gentlemen,
and
I can't
she didn't bring
this.
My change yet. I just want to be very clear with you. She can hear me now. Right? She can hear me. She got change for me.
She said, you instead of being telling me what's up.
But she brought
procedure.
All the grouper and she brought crab legs. I don't eat this thing, but my children love this.
I hate crab legs. It's so much, thing
she
that goes.
Loved this
but
thing.
I don't hate it, but it's just so much work. Now, when you get it open, I can eat inside. I can eat inside it. But I can't. I don't like all that. I don't like the preparation of it. But look at that. Someone asked me for the number again. Ladies and gentlemen, 341-0734. That's Bahamian Seafood
fresh
Connection.
Food. Fresh food. It's fresh. It's fresh.
It's the freshest.
No, that's what I'm saying. You know, sometimes people just give you this conch would look beige.
This seafood is the freshest. I went inside, I walked past the cooler, the crab slapped me on the hip. Pop! I said, stop, you're being so fresh.
I'm telling you, you pass these places on the road because you're trying to be able to be convenient and try to get something. These people had this crab forever. Your crab is beige.
Take care of your old crab.
Right? This is they had the crab and the conch forever. You go and see the conch. Yeah. You go and see the conch on the road.
Yeah.
Different color, almost gray.
Wow.
And these are
you mean elderly conch? See why I
say they want you to purchase
your
that.
Crab.
Sir, you don't.
I just came out and just blurted it out. I'm sorry.
You do too much.
Hey.
I'm not gonna fight
you. Come on, don't have a cow. Where you want to find them? You head west on Fire Trail Road towards Gladstone Road. Immediately after you pass an Epic Battery, but on the right hand side, you look on the left hand side, and you can see an orange
plaza. If you head
plaza.
It east, it on the right.
Yeah, but I trying to tell them how it coming from the roundabout, man.
It opposite Epic.
Yes, in the orange plaza, ladies and gentlemen. I am like call too much people name on these people things, man. But you head west on Fire Trail Road, it's on the left hand side. And it's in the orange plaza.
You can't
plaza.
Beat that.
It's called the Fire Trail West Plaza.
Night cozy, that's you it. Can carry your, you know, some places don't even have an opportunity for you to be able to use your credit card. You can carry your credit card there. They can be able to take credit cards from you guys. And this is very important. All these things are important. I don't know if they take Sand Dollar yet. But they are progressive. They are progressive.
Yes.
I like how they got this set up. It's very clean. You know, you go into some fish places, it smells absolutely horrible.
Ugh, geez, please. Right?
But these guys are neat. They have everything. You could also be able to pick up your seasonings. I'm sorry, I'm doing your work.
Man, you look right? at this guy.
Yeah. No, they got nice seasonings in
yes.
there. So if you don't know how to season fish and you lie to the man and say, well, you know,
go on it. Go to YouTube. Learn to season fish.
Yeah, you
it's
lie
great,
to the man.
It's a great reference
lie to the man.
Thing.
Lie to the man.
Anyway.
You know, I can cook fish. I'm from Long Island, you know. I'm from Rhode Island. You can't cook fish. Get the seasoning from there one time.
I met a girl. She was so amazing. Nobody ordered Chinese like her. Oh, man. She could order some Chinese.
You wilded out, sir.
Hey, look here, man. Stop and Howard. Howard, you know what I like about how I like when I talk to people and they go, insurance companies, blah, 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 blah. Nobody wants insurance until they need insurance. Hey, isn't that something?
It's too late then.
It's too late then. Harvin's Insurance Brokers knows that. It's ran by Mr. Philip Hilton and a wonderful lady down there.
What's it called?
Harvest Insurance Brokers. Harvest Insurance Brokers. That's Mr. Philip Hilton and Delissa Dawkins. Incredible people. They love what they do. So whatever you should expect of an insurance company, that's exactly what you guys are going to find when you sign up at Harvest Insurance Brokers. Right now is a great time, Howard, for people to sign up. You can sign up for automobile, home, group, or life insurance policies. But right at the exact moment, this is what they are promoting. What's really, really amazing right now is their newly introduced National Workers Plan, which is a strong and concise medical package. It's designed for retirees or those entering retirement part of their life. Can't believe the price. They dropped the price. I think it was like about $299.
No,
they dropped it to $275. Excuse me.
You got to tell me about it. What is it all about?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
It's called the National Workers Plan. It's a strong medical package. It's designed for retirees once again and those who are entering retirement age. Now it was $295. They dropped it to $295. They dropped $285. Now it's just for a low $275 per month. Listen, that's an incredible deal that's happening right now. I've been to other insurance companies offering policies that are somewhat similar, and it's nothing compared to everything that this,
so for
how strong this is. $275 per month,
you
right.
You pay monthly.
You pay monthly.
Okay.
Right.
So is this a contribution towards when you retire?
Ah.
Or.
Go ahead.
Or is this something that you can be able to benefit from now?
Both. So like I just said, for retirees. I'm already finished. I'm retired. Yes. And those entering retirement stage. So this is ideal. So I guess, you take advantage of this right now. You take advantage of this right now and you're going to get all the benefits. It's so much more that I wanted, that needs to be spoken about this plan. I want individuals to call because a lot of people have been calling in. I didn't get a chance to talk about it on this station. I spoke about it on two other stations.
What's the number?
But I want to tell you about it right now. That's Harvest Insurance Brokers. They're located on Dowswell Street and Armstrong Street. The phone number is 326-8084 or 5. 326-8084 or 5. Once again, 326-8084. 326-8084 or 85.
I have a lot of questions.
Yep, go ahead.
I don't know if you can
answer. Now, I can't answer all those questions. That's why I want individuals. I'm giving you the meat and the I'm giving you some of the meat and the potatoes. Now you want to get you want everything so you can know exactly what you'll be paying into as it relates to the automobile, your home insurance, the medical. Those you can speak to an agent directly. But those are the things that they want me to put out to the public right now.
I'm so, very interested in what's happening with this national workers plan that you're talking about. Mm-hmm,
go ahead.
I'd like to know more about that.
I want you, so I want you to call, either you're going to call Mr. Hilton or Ms. Dawkins. I want you to call them directly. You have the phone number?
Yeah, 326-8084 or 5.
What's the name of the company?
Harvest Insurance Brokers.
Where they're located?
Dodgeville and the other street.
Armstrong Street.
Armstrong.
But listen here, you, this mock exam, I think you could do good. You could at least get a C plus.
No, but I'm very interested in this. Listen, I need to know.
Anybody who wants to prepare for their future, ladies and gentlemen, insurance companies run the world. That if you wanted to figure out which company, insurance companies dictate the cost of all types of things and everything. That's why everybody needs insurance. That's why I started off this promotion right here with nobody likes insurance. Nobody want to talk about insurance until you need insurance. Oh, the policy man to the door. Tell him I ain't home. Insurance is so important. When disaster strikes, you need to feel are safe rates and competitive? Secure. Their rates are extremely competitive, and right now with this promotion, they are even allowing individuals to do more. I don't want to get into the specifics of it.
No, because, I don't know.
Yeah.
They're not going to get the rates over on the air.
Right.
But I'd like to know whether or not, one, if they're competitive, mm-hmm. two, you really perked my antennas with this plan.
Most important thing, when we're talking about competitive rates, so a lot of rates kind of marry each other and then the same thing. What's most important that you want that customer service. You want your agent to be able to be there and tell you what new things are coming on board, what you're qualified for, what is great to that fits your lifestyle as it relates to either you're a single person or someone with children or married or whatever. You call them. These people, this company is so efficient. Call down there. People are calling me right now, telling me, Ian, they love what they're hearing. So that's how would you say it? What's the name of this company again?
Harvest Insurance Brokers.
Where are they located?
Dodgeville and Armstrong. Mm-hmm. And the number is 326-8084 or 8085.
That's exactly what I'm
talking
about.
I'd like to hear more about this.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, definitely. I think I'm going to bring Ms. Dawkins on one time, and then she'll be able to dive a little deeper. But hey, but it's needed. And trust me, if you haven't gone through a situation where insurance was important in your life, then you don't understand how important insurance is.
No, the government is taking on this kind of a position, and a lot of persons who are retired now are looking back and trying to be able to receive something from NIB, getting $200 a month, $128 a month, so forth and so on. Mm-hmm. I'd like to know more about this national workers plan, whether or not we're contributing to our retirement and the future. What are we doing for this particular, tell Ms. Dawkins to come see me.
I will definitely do that. She's listening to you right now. Big her up. Say hello.
Hey, Ms. Dawkins, what's happening with you? Come check me out when you get a chance to be able to talk to me more about this plan that you got going on down there at Harvest Insurance Brokers.
Good. Now, on to this next one. Someone just called me, asked me about this, Howard. EcoFlow. Man, oh man, my big generator is still down, Howard. The big boy in the back of the yard. Thank the Lord I'm working along with EcoFlow Delta Pro. Well, it's a company that's under the umbrella of JS Steel. But if you don't have a generator, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how I did it all those years without a generator. I got the big one in the back of the yard. That broke down.
You
this is did. Going on
you
3 weeks.
You did what Leslie Miller told you was going to do.
What that is?
Sweat.
I sweat.
That's what you did.
I did sweat.
My God, you
sweat. I'm so glad I have me this portable generator. People can't believe the price is as low as $335 all the way up to $4,224. From between, let's say it again, $335 between that price and $4,224, you can have yourself a portable generator.
This is important, you know.
Yeah, what you mean?
Because we are in a hurricane season right now. We're looking at Hurricane Beryl. We're looking at what's happening in the south of us. We see that there's significant activity in the Atlantic. We see that things are happening as you drift over to the You gotta
correct.
Get, you gotta
You're
get
absolutely
picks.
Correct. And the weather didn't even start. My electricity was off yesterday, and it was off, I believe, Saturday.
Can I say this?
But I think it was off. I heard people in the west.
The first
in the
hurricane
uh-huh.
for 2024
uh-huh.
Category 5.
Yes.
Right off the bat.
Yeah, that's crazy. Man, let me just, Howard, I got to give these people these phone numbers because I don't want them to miss out. The EcoFlow Delta Pro portable generator. Dial 327-4504, ladies and gentlemen. 327-4504. 327-4504. Ladies and gentlemen, please don't be at the mercy of the power company when the electricity goes out. It's going to cost you money. You're going to spend money in doing your food that you've lost and the time that you've lost because you can't get your work done or anything like that. Imagine your power goes out. You have a device, a generator, a portable generator that can power now your television, your refrigerator, your fans, your microwaves, your washer, your dryer, even your air-conditioned units. The EcoFlow Delta Pro generator, it doesn't just have a normal battery for storing its power. It has the same battery that Tesla has in their EVs. So let's just say, how does this work? How the electricity is on right now, you would pull it right inside of this in the studio, plug it in the wall, it charges up to, even you don't even have to go to 100%, 90, 95%. It stores that stores that power for when you need it. Electricity goes out, boom. You can plug in all your devices, your cell phone, your fan, your TV, anything you want, you plug it in. Now you have power that can run your entire house. You go into the family islands, you carry it down there for Grammy them. You go into your cousin on another island, you carry it. You're in Nassau, you're spending the night out, or you're going somewhere, you take it with you. You're in a construction guy, you carry it with you on the job. You want to go doing some boating or having a beach, carry your portable generator. It has so much power. And how long does the battery last? In 6 and 8 hours. That's a long, long time, Howard. That's a long, long time.
That's a work day.
I'm telling you. And you don't need no gas, no diesel, no propane tank. And it's extremely quiet. You can't hear anything when it's running. It's just silent. You have to get this portable standby, this portable generator. You can make it standby because you can get your electrician to wire it. So now you turn it into a standby device.
It's automatically.
Yes, yeah. And it's upgradable. So if you need more power, you want to run your house, your Airbnb, your apartment, you can just get another device put together, and now you have more
power.
That's
heavy what you say for apartment, because a lot of persons should not have to be, depending on the event that you live in, a triplex. You live in this sort of a unit where your landlord ain't
yes,
put no
right.
Ain't make no provisions for you.
No.
You got to deal with that yourself.
You can't put
the big boy in there.
I was just gonna say that. Now when you leave it, you carry your wife with you.
Yeah.
What's the phone number, Howard? For EcoFlow Delta Pro generator?
327-4504.
327-4504. That's it, right? 327-4504. Call Jennifer, call Sean, call George. They're all there to take care of you.
No, I can leave one of these. I keep telling you.
Yes.
I can leave one of these. Listen, this is the
summertime. I know you're gonna get one. It can hold 15 devices at one time.
I gotta get a deep freeze for all my fish and things like that.
And your meats and all them stuff like that.
Yeah, we can't let
them. You don't want them to be smelling.
No.
Weather coming?
Yeah.
Howard? You have a beautiful wife. You have a beautiful family. You do not want to be sitting right there and they say, what are you letting us be in this dark?
They ain't gonna say that to me.
They ain't say that?
Mm-mm. I can be sleeping. I can't hear none of that. That don't even matter.
They probably just go on their podcast.
I used to sweat from 8 Mile Rock.
You say workout session, kids.
We got no generator. Praise God.
Emma, look here. Phone number for EcoFlow Delta Pro. Get yourself a portable generator. Child, you're going to like it. What the price is? $335 all the way up to $4,224. That's that included.
$4,000.
The big one?
That sounds humongous.
It's a big one, but remember, it's you can
run the whole house. Device.
Yeah. What? Listen. Call out there.
I feel like
let them come out
complex.
or call them and let them know what your situation is. What are you trying to operate? And my good buddy George will tell you exactly what's happening. This is George's number.
Like
hey,
that.
I'm going to give George's number out. 558-5152. 558-5152. Now, the office number for EcoFlow Delta Pro, which is also under the umbrella of JS Steel, 327-4504. 327-4504. Give them a call and get your generator.
Well, I know you're going to stay with me for 2 seconds, but I got one more commercial I got to be able to take. Ladies and gentlemen, quick commercial break. Be right back with Direct Marketers right after this.
The foundation. Thank you. Do you have unclaimed debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. In these last few minutes of the show, I'm grateful to be here with you, chopping this thing down, having a good conversation with none other than Ian. Ian Thomas, all the way from Direct Marketers, being able to talk to us about all the things that they got going on. Really perked my interest with a few things that he got going on today. Talk to me about talk to me about the EcoFlow Delta Pro over at JS Steel, 327-4504, 327-4504. And it's hurricane season. A lot of persons don't recognize this. Their concept and idea in terms of preparation for hurricane is always...
Panic.
No, well, panic is the initial one. But then they say, well, I got to get a piece of plywood.
Yeah.
I got to get 2x4.
Yeah.
That's the concept and idea of batten up.
No.
Until now you're in the midst of it. The hurricane has passed in the event that we find ourselves under bad weather or whatnot. And you're sitting out here and you're trying to be able to get every car generator, calling your cousin for an inverter so you could be able to cut on the fan, so forth and so on. And you were not prepared.
Well, you could paint a pit boy.
That's just what it is.
Yeah.
You know,
hey,
what
you
it
serious?
Is.
You serious though? Ladies and gentlemen, very important to get yourself a generator. Like I said, if you can't remember any
your
of these phone numbers.
Your house don't work because your house got pumped.
Yeah.
You got
that's true.
Water,
yeah, everything's
everything
is powered.
All right.
Yeah, unless you get one of them hand pump outside.
So go floor.
I'm gonna get me one of them.
Put
too.
It to the pump.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, yeah, and put a submersible in it. You put smart. It hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you can't remember any of these phone numbers and the companies that I spoke about, Howard and I spoke about today, please feel free to give me a call at 552-0212, 552-0212, and I'll tell you about all the companies I spoke about, even companies and products I've spoken about in the past, and I can get you connected with those. Howard, one more thing before I go. SHSS Electrical. These guys just go bananas whenever I come here. Their phone rings off the hook. They love you. Everyone loves you, Howard. Great show. SHSS Electrical. Do you know where they're located, Howard? Absolutely wrong. They're on Chesapeake Road, Howard.
I just was about to say Chesapeake Road. You see, you
I read your mind wrong?
Every single... I pass this every day.
Okay, then, okay.
But the only issue is that I have one of these memories.
I recall Howard last week talking about you're on this road and it could get there.
I say
Howard, every road could get you there.
Yeah.
SHSS Electrical, ladies and gentlemen, write the phone number
don't
down.
Don't fight me.
They're still giving a ceiling
you
fan
fight
away.
Me.
You fight me. There you go. SHSS Electrical, phone number, 827-3150, 827-3150. The reason why I'm giving you this phone number, ladies and gentlemen, because right now they've dropped the prices. You got those LED flat panel lights, 2x4, only $77. We're $99. They dropped it to $77. That's the 2x4 LED flat panel lights. You got the 2x2 LED flat panel lights. They were $65. Now they're only $42.90. That's an incredible savings. You can get the 4-foot universal LED bulbs. They were $15. You just pay $6.60. I can't believe, wait a minute. It was $15, now you pay $6.60? That's the 4-foot universal LED bulbs. That's it. You get the Dusk to Dawn LED floodlights. That comes with the bulbs. They were $50. Now they dropped it to $22. They also say,
this is a steep drop.
It's a big, big drop. It's a big drop. One drop. Listen.
That's when you hear things like that, you say,
am I missing
going out?
Out
of business?
I almost sound like I'm serious.
I'm saying these are big drops.
Listen, Howard, listen to this. You get the Square D main breaker with the meter combo. It's the 8-space, 16-circuit surface mount. It's available now in 150 amp and 200 amp. You just paid $350. Other places, I saw it up to about $500. So that's an incredible savings. That's the 150 amp and the 200 amp as now as low as $350. Once again, for those who are unaware, SHSS Electrical, they were in the Henry F. Store building on Lackey Street. They're no longer there. They are now on Chesapeake Road in the former Minute Muffler building. They offer a wide range of electrical supplies, especially if you guys are an electrician. I can't believe, well, I have two electricians, and both of my electricians go to SHSS Electrical. So go there and check them out. Square D products, switches, combos, breakers, breaker panels, electrical wires, and meter cans. Plus, they're the number one place on the island for LED bulbs in all sizes and styles. They have extensive selection of decorative ceiling fans and light fixtures, especially those equipped with the outdoor motion sensor. So right now, they're doing over $20,000 worth of merchandise reduced. And you Family Island people, you guys can take advantage of this also. So just because you live on a Family Island, you can still take advantage of this. Spend $50 or more, get 10% discount. SHSS Electrical, Chesapeake Road, former Minute Muffler Building, phone number 827-3150, 827-3150, or 821-3150, 821-3150.
It's important that you do that. It's hurricane season.
Yeah, go listen, get yourself sorted out.
Get some of them solar lights or things like that.
Yeah, now you talking. Get yourself prepared. Howard, you are absolutely right. I see my time is limited. I got to get out of here, but I just want to do your favorite product. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, the Bedroom Bully Pill. We've reached our 500th bottle, and it's a great, great deal.
One man buy all that?
No. Thanks to Howard. Howard bought two cases. Howard is doing great. Like now Howard is the hottest guy in radio.
Y'all need to stop.
You got that bedroom bully pill, Howard. And like it slew them a pure feelings. And like it, man, listen, you want a better relationship with your partner. You want a nice, strong erection. You need to get the Bedroom Bully Pill. This Bully Pill is amazing. It's only $55 for a bottle of six. It's all natural, so no matter if you're taking medication for your diabetes or high blood pressure, it won't interfere. Get it. It's selling like crazy. $55. They also do delivery. Delivery's $5. Yeah. Yes, 500 bottles. That Bully Pill got the guys them.
Did you buy a little cake?
Did I buy what?
Like a little cake to celebrate.
We need to buy a cake. Eat the cake, anime. Eat this cake. Stop playing. Listen here. You have a great, great time. I have guys in their 60s and 70s and say, boss, I ain't nothing been happening down there for a little while. This carrying on. I have some women call and they said, Ian, thank goodness I was able to get this for my guy. I said, what's his name? She said, here, let's just make up a name. His name is Howard.
No,
so his name is Howard. I'm just making up a name.
His name can be Howard.
Howard Frant. He has nothing to do with you. So the guy, Howard Frant, he takes a bully pill. He go home and he say, hey, come here, girl. What you said? I right here.
That's how Howard speaks?
That's how Howard speaks. He's there.
He need to get his life together.
He used to live in Acklands. Now he's moved.
Really?
He relocated. So he said, come here, girl. What you said?
She said,
who are you talking to?
There's a big smile at Howard.
Yes. Hey, yeah. Oh, don't kiss me. Oh, boy, you better stop.
This is it.
You don't fret.
This is the reenactment of what happened.
Yeah, this Howard
Schmidt. All because of the bedroom
bully. Yes, Howard. Let me tell you something. Guys love it. Women love it. It's a great addition to your personal life. You're definitely going to love it. From 18 all the way up to 80, you can take the pill. It's all natural. It's safe. Give me a call. 552-0212. 552-0212. And look here. You could be doing some amazing things. You could be carrying on by it. Hey, Howard, man. It's been great, man, Howard. I got to get out of here. What you saying, man? Talk to me.
Thank you, man. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That's none other than Ian Thomas, all the way from Direct Marketers, being able to tell us all the great stuff that he had going on. If you want to find out more about his products, you don't necessarily have to call me. You could call him at 552-0212. Ian, that's what you're supposed to contribute. 552-0212.
Oh, 552-0212. Dial 552-0212. Howard, I got to get out of here, man. Let me just say goodbye. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. I had a great time here. Howard, you're an incredible person. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to miss 96.9, number one station in the world, with my buddy Howard Grant and the Foundation. You guys are amazing.
I love how you wrapped it up. Guys, we're going to see you tomorrow right here on the Foundation, 96.9 FM Radio, Friday. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you tomorrow. Godspeed.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
The Foundation is brought to you by Bonneville Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Doctors Hospital, Grand Bahama News, Marco's Pizza, Printmasters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.